This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Welcome to Technology Translated. I'm your host, Scott Ellis, and today we're going to be talking with PCI expert Sean Mathena. PCI is the payment card industry's set of rules and regulations governing how e-commerce websites, anyone really that's transacting online, handles credit card transactions. If you have e-commerce and you are taking credit cards, listen up because this will directly affect you. So, Sean Mathena, thank you for joining us today.
Sure.
Good to have you here. You are a, as I introduced you, as a qualified security assessor, and you've been doing that since 2005, correct?
Correct.
So, what exactly is that?
Prior to the institution of PCI, all of the card brands had their own enforcement program. And then they decided they needed to bring it all together. So the PCI SSC, the Payment Card Industry Security Standards Council, was created. And they created the certification of QSA, Qualified Security Assessor. So anyone that is going to perform a PCI assessment, a level one PCI assessment, has to be a qualified security assessor.
Okay, so what is, well, first of all, since we are here to translate for non-techies, tell us a little bit more about what PCI is. We know what it stands for now, payment card industries, but what does that really mean? What does it mean to SMBs?
Well, so the PCI data security standard, or PCI DSS, is a set of security requirements that the card brands have mandated that people have to comply with in order to accept credit card data. So when you're talking about a SMB, there's several reporting levels for PCI. So there's level one through four. Level ones are mainly really large merchants, large service providers, think maybe Exxon, Walmart. And then it goes down depending on your volume of credit card transactions. So in order to be a level one, you have to take 6 million or more credit cards transactions annually. SMBs usually fall somewhere between the two to four, and those are reporting standards. So it tells you the level at which you have to report, it doesn't absolve you from complying with any of the requirements.
Okay, so the same requirements apply no matter what level you're at. The level is just about reporting.
Correct.
So let's talk a little bit about what those requirements are for PCI compliance, because it sounds like it's something that all of us that take credit cards need to be aware of and to comply with.
Correct. So there's 12 major requirements that the PCI DSS is broken down into, and then those 12 requirements are broken down further into sub-requirements. Ends up being somewhere around 250 individual requirements. When you're talking about SMBs, though, so there's going back to the reporting requirements. There's several different self-assessment questionnaires or SAQs that an SMB would fill out depending on how they take credit cards. For example, if they only take credit cards through a swipe device and nothing else, then they have less questions to answer about their environment because there's not as many things that could be compromised as if you were taking credit cards a number of different ways and it's passing through a bunch of systems. While in theory you are required to meet all of the requirements, there may only be a subset of requirements that really apply to you or apply to your environment.
Gotcha.
And those requirements extend everywhere from the network devices to the applications to policies and procedures to incident handling to security testing that has to be done on your environment. So to be compliant with at the level one, it's quite an ordeal.
So what does it look like a little further down the chain if I'm a three or a four I'm doing credit card transactions, but I'm not doing, yeah, I'd love to be doing 6 million a year.
Right.
Was it a year or a month?
A year.
But I'm not there yet. So how onerous is it at that level?
At a level four, there's two parts to it. So there's the scanning portion, which is scanning your external environment. And that has to be done by an approved security vendor or approved scanning vendor, excuse me. And then there's the actual attestation to all of the requirements. For a level 2 through 4, they fill out a self-assessment questionnaire. They don't have to have a QSA come out on site to do the assessment. They go through and they check it off themselves. And like I said, depending on how they capture the credit card data, depends on how large of an SAQ they have to fill out. Used to, there was one SAQ for everyone. And a few years ago, they've broken it down. I think there's maybe six or seven, depending on how you accept credit card data. That goes everything from an SAQD, which pretty much mirrors the PCI DSS, all the way down to an SAQ, I think it's CVT, where they're using a virtual terminal and there may be 20 questions they have to answer.
Okay. So doesn't sound like it's too bad. And no. I certainly don't want to scare, like there's probably SMBs out there listening to this right now thinking, oh man, I've never even done this. I don't know. This sounds awful, but I have to do it. It's really not going to be too bad for most smaller businesses. What are the reporting levels? Do you know the numbers for moving up from a one to a, or sorry, down, I guess, from a 1 to a 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4?
I don't know those offhand, but I can say when you get down into the level 3s and level 4s, the banks who actually enforce this on their merchants, they haven't, for lack of a better word, they don't have time to deal with all of their level 3s and level 4s. So if you're out there and you're a level 4, which probably most of the SMBs would be a level 4, and you're doing something and you're turning your SAQ in, they're going to love you for it. The whole goal is to make sure the credit card data is secure, right? It's nice to be compliant, but it's much more important to be secure. So if you're doing the right things security-wise, you should be good to go.
Okay. That begs the next question. If I take credit cards online, that's all I do. Let's just start there to make it easy. And I want to make sure that I am compliant. Where do I go to find out, just to get started, to make sure that I am covering my bases?
Well, you can go to the Payment Card Industry Security Standards Council. You can Google it. It's PCISSC. I think it's securitystandards.org.
Okay. We'll find it and link it up in the show notes.
And they have all of the self-assessment questionnaires out there. They have awesome directions and FAQs that can help you determine exactly where you fit in their compliance regime. And you can get started there. Another good location is talking to your merchant bank representative. All of the merchant banks have a PCI representative that is there to help merchants comply with PCI.
What if I use a credit card processor for online transactions like unauthorized.net or Stripe? Do they help us meet those requirements? Do I have to work with them in some way outside of my bank? Or how do the gateways fit into all of this?
Well, so they will normally have someone that can help you with PCI compliance. The big push in the industry right now is just to get credit card data out of the merchant's hands, right? A lot of the payment gateways or even the acquiring banks for e-commerce are doing some type of client-side redirect or iframe presentation of where it's capturing the credit card data, which takes it outside of the actual merchant's environment. So depending on how it's set up technically, it could take PCI out of scope for the merchant.
Okay. So it's quite possible that as a merchant, if I have one of those vendors, and nobody should take this as a blanket statement, but it is possible that as a merchant, I may not need to worry about the PCI compliance issue if I'm not personally on my site capturing and processing those cards. Is that Did I summarize that right?
Somewhat, yeah. So it doesn't absolve you completely from PCI, but it would severely lessen what you have to do, right?
Okay.
If you're accepting credit card transactions under your merchant ID, then you are responsible to meet PCI requirements. By having a client-side redirect, if you're taking it over e-commerce, that takes a lot of your environment out of scope. Another thing that we're seeing a lot of really small businesses do is using something like PayPal or Square, because they process the transaction under their merchant ID, and then the merchant ends up getting a check, right? So it's all about what happens if you're compromised, right? If you're identified as what they call a common point of purchase for fraud, where a number of people have made a purchase at your establishment and they've determined that fraud is being taken place, then you're going to get contacted. And they're going to say, hey, we've identified you as a common point of purchase, and you need to have a forensics investigation done. They'll have a certified forensics company come out, do a forensics investigation to find out if you were actually compromised and if that data was compromised at your location. If you're using a vendor such as PayPal or Square, then that would never get to you because they're going to look at the merchant ID that's processed under. So by doing that, you're pushing that risk off to that vendor rather than holding onto the risk yourself.
Got it. So it's important for everybody listening to keep in mind that this is really about protecting our customers and their information and their data and their credit card numbers and trying to prevent that fraud from happening. If I am a merchant, I can also, well, let me ask, is there a validation of some kind that I can show to people on my website, for example, that lets them know that I am compliant?
There is a lot of the companies out there, a lot of the QSA companies will provide a badge on your website that says that you've been validated. In order to get that, obviously, you have to hire the QSA company, and they'll either, if you're a larger merchant, come out and do that assessment, or they'll do the scanning and they'll accept your SAQ and review it and get that badge on your website.
Got it. And again, the SAQ is the self-assessment questionnaire.
Self-assessment questionnaire, yeah.
Okay. Anything else in particular? If I'm a merchant and maybe I'm just getting started, or I've been taking PayPal, I want to start taking credit cards, that I should be aware of, that I should be thinking about as I'm going down that path?
Well, I always tell my, especially my larger clients, there's a few things that you need to do to really be successful. So you need to identify where all your credit card data is, where it's coming in, where it's going out, what happens to it when it's in your environment. Once you identify that, you need to take and get that credit card data to as few locations as possible, right? So if you have a flat network, which means that you don't have any segmentation in place, you need to segment that credit card data off into its own little island of goodness so it doesn't infect the rest of your environment. Mm-hmm. And then once you've got it all contained, then you need to try to get rid of as much of the credit card data as you can. So just like I mentioned with the e-commerce merchants, where you could do a client-side redirect where you never actually receive the credit card data, for brick-and-mortar merchants, you can use an end-to-end encrypting solution where as soon as you swipe that credit card, it's encrypted, it gets sent off to your bank or processor, and you never see that credit card data there. So there's a number of things that are out there in the marketplace that allow you to essentially get rid of that credit card data, thereby reducing the risk.
Okay. What about selecting my gateway or my processor? So I'm looking for somebody that's going to handle my credit card transactions. What are the things that I need to be looking for when I go out and I'm considering who I'm going to use to process those things so that I know I'm compliant in that respect?
Right. Well, the first thing is money, right? How much are they charging you? but after that, you know, you want to talk to them about how much support they give for PCI compliance. You know, do they have someone that you can call with questions? And do they offer any of the solutions that I mentioned? Do they have a model that can take the credit card data out of your environment? So a little bit more background on PCI, the merchant can't ever have anything done to them. Any of the fines, everything happens or are sent to the acquiring bank, and then the acquiring bank has to pass that on to the merchant. So if the acquiring bank is providing a solution that is saying, hey, we're taking this credit card data out of your hands, then obviously they're not going to pass fines down, right?
Right. So, who levies those fines from the top?
The card brands.
The card brands do? Okay. Yeah.
And the processors or the acquiring banks are member banks, and they have the agreement with the card brands.
Gotcha. Okay. So again, is anything else in particular I should look for with a vendor as I'm choosing somebody? Keywords or, you know, red flags or anything like that?
Obviously, you'd want to make sure, especially if you're not going directly to acquiring bank, you'd want to make sure that vendor is obviously PCI compliant. All of the gateways, they're required to be PCI compliant as a service provider. And you can find out if they're PCI compliant online on the service provider list that Visa maintains.
Okay.
And I'm sure we can get the link for that.
Yeah, we'll definitely link out to that.
And then, like I said, just ask about the support PCI compliance from their end.
Okay. Yeah, I would think it would be clearly in the best interest of all of those providers to be PCI compliant.
Absolutely.
So for anybody listening, it's probably a pretty safe bet if you're using somebody reputable like an Authorize.net or a Stripe or somebody that they're going to be PCI compliant. But it's a trust but verify type situation, right, as well. So, okay, Sean, that was very insightful. Thank you very much. Sure. Anything else you want to leave us with before we move on to any questions that people have? Any last thoughts on PCI compliance? If you could give people one or two bits of advice, what would it be?
I think I mentioned it earlier. PCI compliance is nice, but PCI does not equal secure. You know, it's good to be PCI compliant, but it's much more important to keep the data secure. You don't want to end up on CNN and with your brand up there saying that you've lost a lot of credit cards.
Contrary to popular belief, not all press is really good press, and that would definitely be one of those. So.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, Sean, thank you very much. I appreciate your time today. And for anybody that wants to learn a little bit more, definitely just jump out to technologytranslated.fm. And on this episode, we will have show notes and links to all the things that we mentioned today. And if you've got any follow-up questions after you hear this episode, as always, you can just tweet, Facebook, Google+, LinkedIn, whatever you'd like. Just make sure you use the hashtag AskTechTrans, and we will find your questions and answer them. Thanks again, Sean.
Great. Thanks.
Technology Translated is brought to you by the Rainmaker platform, the complete website solution for content marketers and online entrepreneurs. Find out more and take a free 14-day test drive at rainmaker.fm/platform.